You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. Good to have you with us, Mr. Reed. How the hell are you?
You know, I'm good. Thank you, Richard. I just came back, my wife and I, from celebrating our wedding anniversary this past weekend, although it's still to come next week.
Oh, it's still to come.
It's the day before elections.
Oh.
And I'm busy with the city of Cape Town's Youth Start competition on Tuesday next week. So couldn't do anything. So we thought, let's
do it quickly and early.
Absolutely.
And well, I haven't seen you for a while. I've been away. And
that's
correct. You look like you've had like a wonderful haircut and, you know, looking all very, very smart there, Mr. Reed.
And the last time that, because you were away, you were heading off to the hot springs, etc.
Yeah, we were in Montague, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we were in near Franschhoek, between Franschhoek and Paarl, and what a lovely, lovely time. It was just what the doctor ordered.
Well, there we go. We're not going to see you on your wedding anniversary, so from us all, yeah, happy anniversary, and long may it last.
Excellent.
All right, Steve, on to this afternoon's topic. And when I said was telling people that that this is your topic, discovering the genius in your team. I kind of said this. I said the genius could even be you.
It could be. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I'll hand it over to you.
Yeah. So we're going to split the conversation in two ways. So I'm going to start, and Anton Kehler from SOZA Foundation will carry on. And he's going to be a lot more practical and apply it because he's had time to kind of land this amazing book that he's reading that I've just had a glimpse of.
Okay.
So, by the way, listeners, there is a saying that you will be the same in 5 years' time except for two things: the people you meet and the books you read or the resources that you expose yourself to. Reading can be supplemented by listening to audiobooks. But who wants to be the same in 5 years' time? No one. We want to be stronger, better, etc. And so by intentionally meeting new people, but also by intentionally reading. So some of the subjects that we might bring up may not land immediately with you, but want to challenge you to think about reading and expanding and saying, well, what could this mean in the future? I'm busy mentoring 18 young people, and one of them, after a session, gave me this kind of feedback. He said to me that he was reading a book, and I immediately got excited because young people don't do a lot of reading. And he said the author said something like this: disrupting the momentum of the ordinary through something extraordinary. And he kind of said that referred to the engagement that we have as doing that. It was disrupting the. So maybe today this concept may disrupt the momentum of the ordinary and say, oh, let's look at it differently. Now, listeners, you may have a team or you may be all by yourself, but that does not mean that you are not surrounded by people who, if you look at them in a different way, could unlock something amazing. I think Anton's going to talk a lot to that. So I'm going to talk to the book that he's basing this on, and that's a book by a guy called Patrick Lencioni. Patrick Lencioni sounds like he's an Italian guy, but he's very much an American guy, and it's called The Six Types of Working Genius. The Six Types of Working Genius. Now, this guy writes lots of books to bring principles across, and he mostly writes in fables. He tells a story in order to get this across. But I want to start with something that I'm more familiar with, and that is strengths. There is a strong movement afoot called the Strengths Revolution, which focuses on your strengths rather than your weaknesses. They challenge three myths about how to grow and succeed in life. The first myth is that you will do the best that you can, you will grow the most if you work on your weaknesses. And that's a myth because it's been demonstrated both scientifically and by hosts of people that when you grow the most, you add the most value to your life and purpose by playing to your strengths. So strengths and geniuses are linked. It's a way of understanding your particular, the way you've been wired, etc. A second myth about strengths is that as you grow older, your strengths change. Actually, that's not true. If you are great with people now, the older you get, you'll be even more great with people. If you are a detailed person now, you'll be even more detailed. So it doesn't change over time. And then finally, a myth is if you really want to get ahead, you should be well-rounded. You should try and do everything and be everything. And that's a myth. The best thing that you can do is bring your uniqueness and strengths to the party. So with that in mind, I'm going to shift a little bit to these six geniuses. And it's a revolutionary new framework for teams. It's designed to help people find joy and energy in their work. Because if you think about it, a lot of people say they're drained at work, etc. And maybe one way of looking at that is by saying, wait a minute, maybe I'm not playing to that which is my genius. So Richard and listeners, just to talk a little bit about the six types that he identifies, he says there's the genius of wonder. That's the natural gift of pondering the possibility of greater potential and opportunity in a given situation. Then there's the genius of invention. And every time he says the natural gift of creating original and novel ideas and solutions. Then there's the genius of discernment. That's the natural gift of intuitively and instinctively evaluating ideas and situations. I hope that you're kind of thinking about how do you see situations, how do you operate at work, and maybe you already start to gravitate to one of these six. Then there's the genius of galvanizing. That's the natural gift of rallying, inspiring, and organizing others to take action. Then there's the fifth one, the genius of enablement, the natural gift of providing encouragement and assistance for an idea or project. And then there's the genius of tenacity, the natural gift of pushing projects or tasks to completion to achieve results. I hope that you saw that they were different and that there's a place for all of them. And so I wanted to raise a one of the things that's really quite cool is this one is, so what do the people say in each of them? Hope I've got the right one here. So I'm gonna say it again and maybe go a little bit more. The genius of wonder is about questioning and reflecting on the state of things, identifying untapped potential and opportunities. People with this genius naturally ask the right questions to stimulate insightful answers. So can you think of people that ask great questions? They ask penetrating questions. They get quickly to the thing. Perhaps it's because they are strong in that. The genius of invention is about creating novel ideas and solutions. People with this genius excel at generating innovative, original solutions from scratch. I wonder if you've come across them where they kind of quickly generate ideas. Many people, they ponder, but these guys or ladies, they seem to find great joy in doing that. They thrive on creativity and love to create new products, concepts, solutions, or proposals. And then there's the discernment of the genius of discernment, about using your instincts and intuition to evaluate ideas, plans, or decisions. So people with this genius, man, they've got an uncanny ability to assess a situation or idea, even if they've got limited data or domain expertise. They seem to naturally recognize patterns, and they can use their keen sense of judgment to offer sound advice on almost any topic. Can you see that? They differ from each other.
Mm.
Can you imagine if that's not your genius, not your strength, and you trying to operate in something that requires that? It can be draining. On the other hand, if that is you, others will know that as well. Mm. The genius of galvanizing is about rallying people to take action. People with this genius can inspire, mobilize, and organize others to get involved in a project, idea, or initiative. They can enlist others and convince them to change their priorities for the project at hand. And then the last two, the genius of enablement is about providing essential help and support. People with this genius are great team players. Oh, so nice to have them on board. They they're supportive, their language is. They readily step forward to assist, and they encourage others in need and can often anticipate others' needs before they're expressed. What a blessing to have people like that in any team. And then what about this one? The genius of tenacity. It's about pushing tasks and projects through to completion. We can be great at starting, but we can sometimes falter when in pushing it to completion. These kind of people, they're magic because they're geniuses at finishing. They have the ability to overcome obstacles to get things done according to spec, ensuring high standards and successful outcomes. They derive satisfaction from crossing tasks off their to-do list. So the differences between Patrick Lencioni goes on to say the differences between geniuses and then competencies and frustration. So there's three things.
Mm.
You play to your genius, but there's some areas where you're competent, and there's some that if you pushed into that, you are incredibly frustrated.
Mm. Mm.
And that makes sense. But there's also, interestingly enough, there are three phases of work: ideation, activation, and implementation. So you think about a project. You're going to do something new, and it goes through almost all work things goes through this: ideation, activation, and implementation. And each working genius plays an essential role in one of the phases. So, seeing each genius and its associated work in terms of elevation levels, you can prevent unproductive shifts. So, the idea, Richard and listeners, is begin to explore what makes you come alive and what others also recognize in you. For example, the person that asks those penetrating questions, you probably know that, yeah, you know, they just come into a thing and they seem to get to the core of that. Or the person who's that idea guy, yeah, they just come in and you stuck and they help you to get unstuck. And then there's that person who pushes through, and maybe there's also the person that's in the team recognized as, you know what, we're kind of faltering here, and he or she gathers people around. The reality is, or the joy of that is that if that is recognized, then we can unlock something amazing. So what I've done this afternoon is I've just introduced the subject that there are people who are sitting with you who are part of your team.
Mm.
Richard, I'm thinking of Zone Radio, and you've got quite a broad team and different people, personalities, etc., different strengths, and may I dare say, different geniuses. And that means that if you were able to recognize the genius that is there in a particular phase of work and match the genius that's necessary for that, is it at the idea stage, is it at the implementation, is it at the completion stage, then magic can happen in a work context. We're going to see that, I think, more specifically in 2 weeks' time when Anton speaks to it. But I want us to maybe consider thinking about, firstly, what's my genius? What's your genius, listeners? And secondly, those around you, maybe take another look at those around you and try and uncover the genius that sits right next to
you. Because they might not know it exists.
That's exactly the point. And I think this Patrick Leoncioni started with a relatively small business, and then by default it started to grow, and they found this process. And it seems to be something that really knits a team together and produces a high level of productivity.
Very cool indeed. So 2 weeks' time you're away, you're going to be busy, aren't you? Or is Anton coming with you?
No, I'll be here. But
good.
Anton,
okay.
I think I'm going to be here, but Anton will certainly be here and carry on the conversation.
All right. And when you said that, I thought, well, where are you going?
No, you know our format.
Yes,
I introduce the subject and then
bring the guest in.
Bring the guest in.
All right. That's great, Steve. And I'm looking forward to that. Anton is always good value, and he's a man who has so much experience in doing things.
Yeah.
He really is a nice man. So thank you for that, Steve. Steve Reed on the Entrepreneur Zone this afternoon. And his company is called Entrepreneurity Business Development Services. You can Google that and you can find out more about what Steve does. But he does some amazing things with amazing young people. There are lots of businesses that exist because of this man's mentorship. So you could do a lot worse than listen to his advice. Steve, thanks so much for coming in again this afternoon.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, listeners.
And take care and have a good wedding anniversary, albeit the fact that you're going to be working.
Thank you, Rich.